Hello everyone, it's Felix here from the Tennis Brothers, and today I'm at the College Tennis Showcase where I'm going to be interviewing Tom, Division 2 player, played number one at Indianapolis. I'm going to be asking him some questions about college tennis, life before tennis, and he might have a few questions for me as well. Of course, I was here for a showcase match between myself and yourself. Unfortunately, had to pull out with a little bit of an ab injury. It's not too bad, but I was really looking forward to play. Right, it would have been a good one, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. First of all, thank you for having me. I mean, it's unfortunate that we don't get to play on the court, but I'm looking forward to answer you some of your questions and just talk a little bit about myself, about my college route, and then I'm also going to have some questions for you about the future too, and let's get into it.
Cool. So before you, you know, decided to go and play college tennis, what did your kind of early, you know, tennis career look like?
Well, for me, so I grew up in a small village, like barely like 500 people living there. So I played soccer and tennis. And then with 12, I kind of had to make a decision, which I want to take tennis or soccer more in a competitive route. So I chose tennis. And the problem is that where I live or where my parents are from, I barely have any competition and barely any people to practice with. So what I did is I moved away from home to a tennis academy close to Hamburg and Hanover. And I was able to, you know, practice with the best kids in Germany, great coaching staff. So I stayed there from 7 to 12th grade, finished my high school there. And then I was like, okay, now I'm done with my school. Now I'm ready to go on the pro circuit, right? I played some tournaments and I kept losing. I was like, is tennis even the right thing I want to do? Because I thought, no, I'm done with school. I got so much time. I'm supposed to win, but I'm not winning, right? Yeah. And then in 2019, it kind of completely hit me. My dad took me back home from the academy and I kind of had to, you know, find myself a little bit. Like I was like down. I didn't want to play tennis anymore. I've spent some time with my family again because I haven't seen them for so long, right? Because I was away from home. And then we had to make a decision whether I start studying in Europe, which would have meant that no more tennis really, because it's hard to do both at the same time, or I try this whole college thing out. And then a couple of my friends already did it, so I reached out to them. I reached out to Uni Experts, now Keystone, and asked them, hey, I would like to get some information about the whole college experience. And then they told me what the whole process is all about. And the first thing they told me is, hey Tom, you graduated in 2018 and now you already played the whole year of 2019. We won't get you eligible for Division One. And that kind of hit me, because back then the whole light on college tennis was bad. Like coaches told me, hey, if you want to go to the United States and play college tennis, might as well don't even play no more. Like it's not really like that deep. Yeah. It's not really that good. It's not really that competitive, which now looking back on it was completely, that was so wrong. Like the top level is nuts. I mean, look at the players. Now Shelton, if you look at the Grand Slams, there are a bunch of kids who play college tennis. So this is how I kind of ended up in, had a great Division II school, had a great run, great team, great coach, and just really found myself back on the court again because of the team atmosphere you have in college, and was just a good way for me to get back into it.
And when you're making the decision of going, obviously, you know, you've got to choose from some Div 2 schools.
Yeah.
What stood out at Indianapolis for you that you were like, yes, I want to go there?
I think the number one reason was actually the coach, because he was from France. He lived in the United States for 25, 30 years. And I just heard in his voice his passion for tennis. And he told me that this team is already has an established winning culture. And my plan was, I want to go to the US because of tennis. Some kids go to the US because like you want to have a great time, you want to get your bachelor's, maybe stay in the sun somewhere warm. But like my ultimate goal was, I want to, because I still have this dream of being a pro, I wanted to go to a school where I can develop my game, become more mature, and obviously get better in tennis. So, and I think UIndy gave me that. And at the same time, the assistant coach, he was German. That kind of helped a little bit too, because my English was not that good back then. And so I knew, okay, I can always reach out to him. He played for the University of Memphis. He was a stud too. He was a great player too. So I would say the coaching staff definitely did a good job by recruiting me and giving me hope that UIndy will be a good fit for me.
Yeah. And obviously I didn't have the opportunity to go to college tennis. So you're going to have to educate me a little bit here with, you know, what it's like. But how did you, you manage, obviously you've got the school side of things and the tennis side of things.
Right.
And obviously you're not just there for tennis and you're also not just there for school. So how did you manage the academics with the tennis, and was that actually challenging at times, or did you like just crush it?
That's a great question. I mean, I'll say the cool thing is about the US, the first two semesters, what they do is they call it general education classes. So even if you don't know your major, you already take some credits, and then you can kind of say like, okay, I would like to go more into management. I would like to go into finance. You kind of can build your way into, right? So it's kind of an easy way. You have harder classes off bat. So that was kind of cool. So I got used to the language. I got used to professors. I got used to turning in paperwork on time. Because as you mentioned, there's not really a lot of time there during the week. We have team practice every single day. You got your individual practice. You got strength conditioning and some stretching and like mental practice too. But I think the most important thing is just to be organized, have a schedule ready and get everything done on time. And I think I did a decent job. I never really got into issues where like, oh, I have to turn in something late or like, oh, I have to do this. I think being prepared is probably an important thing to do. And then you'll be fine.
And within the team, like I know obviously you've got kind of different people from different backgrounds, not just Americans. Like you said, you know, you're traveling internationally. Within the team, they're also kind of, you know, you've got different personalities. Was that ever difficult to kind of manage with the team? Obviously, some people might have different thoughts after college as well. Some people might not want to go pro. Some people, you know, like you said, you made it clear, look, I want to go pro, I'm locked in. But I'm sure there must have been times, especially, oh, let's go out, let's do this. How was that kind of dealing with all of that?
I love that question. I love that question so much because we did have some issues because the first thing that changes when you go and play college tennis, the individual sport becomes a team sport.
Yeah.
And some players like me, I loved it. The fact that I can lose my match, but my team, if they win, we win as institution, I thought I was sick. And usually like playing juniors, it's all about yourself. Like if you win, that's cool. But if you lose, you feel like a failure, you question everything. And the team bonding, the team aspect was great. But then you have players who still have that, you know, like who just want to win for themselves. Yeah. And then let's say as a team, we win. But they maybe lose their match at position 3, 4, 5, whatever. And all of a sudden they are down, they are sad. I can get it for like, because you want to win for yourself, but you have to find a way to make that switch. It's not about you anymore. It's about the institution, about the team.
Yeah, I guess that's important as well. You've obviously got a lot of characters. And I've heard a lot of stories, especially with some teams, people transferring, people not enjoying it. So I think that's always important, that kind of team chemistry.
Exactly.
Did you have any really memorable moments with the team? Obviously, you know, I'm sure you have, but can you just give us an insight?
The biggest memory was, it was unfortunately a loss, but we made it to the Sweet 16 in Florida, made it to the semifinal. It was 100 degrees out there. We played on the UCF courts where Ben Shelton clinched for the national championship for the Gators.
I remember that.
Yeah, we unfortunately lost, but just playing, because it was dark too, so we had the lights on and playing there, fighting with your teammates. I'll never forget that moment because we all had this one goal to win the national championship. Unfortunately, we lost in the semifinal. But however, the whole trip there, the whole work that we put in throughout the whole semester was just probably one of my best years, really. Yeah. And then also like individually, I won the national championship in doubles with my partner in the fall. That was also a cool memory because nobody really had, like we won the regionals, but nobody really thought I really that good. And then we made a whole run and we just went undefeated for like, I think 25 games. So that was pretty
tennis, that's pretty impressive.
That was pretty good. Let me think if I got one more. And I think aside from tennis, like just the people I've met in the US, I would take this also like as a nice accomplishment, as a nice thing that I would always look back to. I can go to Indianapolis right now and I know people would cheer me, you know, like be there for me, help me out. So that's really a blessing for sure.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Like a lot of like memories, but also obviously you've developed your tennis as well to a good degree. And moving on to like what you want to do kind of after college, in terms of your like pro aspirations, you said you wanted to always go pro.
Yeah.
Do you have any like goals or aims in terms of like what you want to achieve now that you've been to college?
Yes, that's also a great question. So since now I'm 24 now, I'll finish my master's. I have 2 degrees. I'm super thankful that my parents can help me out financially for the next 1.5, 2 years. So now I just want to get out there, get on the pro circuit and try to climb as high as I can. And my goal will be to be in 2 years, top 500 ATP in singles and, you know, sponsorships and all that come in so I can help my parents from the money side. But it's just like a big relief looking back on it. I was 18. I was not as physically strong, mentally prepared that I'm now. Like I'm 24. I feel like I'm close to a man. I still feel like I'm young, but I definitely learned so many things that even if the whole tennis thing is not going to work out, I don't want to use the word, I want to try to be a pro, because if I just try, I know for a fact I'm not going to make it. Yeah. So I kind of have to be confident with myself and telling me it's going to work out. I'm going to make it, right? So, but if not, for whatever reason, I mean, I have 2 degrees. So I don't think I have a problem finding a job. And now looking back on it, this will help me so much on the court because there already is pressure. I mean, you know it. You'll be on your own every single time. And you die on the court and you give everything. And but having a little bit of sense of security, I think will be a good thing for me.
And you seem to be a pretty handy doubles player. Yeah. Do you reckon if the, like you said, you never really know with the singles, you can obviously give your best shot. 100%. Do you think that that might be something you'd want to pursue as well?
Yes, that's what I've been doing actually the whole summer right now, doing my internship, that I've been able to play some future tournaments already with my partner. He went to Western Michigan, also good school. And we played in a 25K a couple weeks ago in Belgium, had a good tournament, made it to the semifinal. Then we played another 25K close to Frankfurt here in Germany. Unfortunately, we lost in the third set in the first round. Because in doubles, you know, it's always one break. Sometimes 1 or 2 points can make the difference. And also, like, I mean, I have a great friend of mine. His name is Henry Patton. Yeah. 2 years ago, we played together in the same club. That guy is playing in the final tomorrow in Wimbledon.
Yeah, I know.
So there's definitely a route in doubles. And I feel like more kids can exploit that because there's a decent amount of money too, especially when you get into the challengers where you have hospitality and all that. So I'm definitely not afraid to maybe taking that path and going into doubles too.
Yeah, I think it's one of the exciting routes that not many people, talk about. And obviously myself had a little bit more success in doubles beginning of this year. So for sure is always something that's, you know, it's in the back of your mind. It's obviously financially a lot tougher. You have to be a lot higher ranked and it's a lot more of a grind, but you know, I think it's also exciting that there's other options.
Exactly. And having a teammate traveling with you instead of being completely on your own. Because that would have been my first question for you, because you told me that you've been already on the circuit. You've played in Monastir, you know, in Sharm el Sheikh and in Turkey, you name it. Yeah. Like, is there one thing that you would kind of tell me that I should like watch out for, prepare myself? Because I mean, I've heard already a lot of stories that it'll be hard, you know, like...
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I'd say is always make sure you're surrounding yourself with people that are like-minded, but also, you know, when you go to these tournaments, there's a wide variety of people. You've got the people that want to just go out of these tournaments as fast as possible in the sense of they want to move to challenges.
Right.
Those are the people you want to hang around with because they're the ones that are like locked in. You also, I think for me, it's also important that you also have a good time because especially, you know, you go to Monastir for like 3 weeks, it's boring. Yeah. There's nothing to do. You've got not much in terms of outside of tennis. And so it's very easy to slip into bad habits and see people, you know, having drinks in the evenings or doing type of stuff, which obviously, you know, isn't professional, but people do it. It's there. There's hands down, people are going to do it. So it's finding people that are going to be disciplined, that you can enjoy spending time with. But when it comes to it, you're in bed at the right time, you're training at the right times, you're focused. That's for me, the biggest thing that I'd say is surrounding yourself by people. If you can have a coach there, if you can have, you know, split the cost potentially between a few people, those are the biggest things that for me allow me to kind of get the most out of myself, enjoy the trips. Cause you have to enjoy the journey.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think
you
fun.
Have to have fun. You know, it's important that, you know, like you say, it's 1.5, 2 years. It's not just like a month.
No.
You know, you have to make sure that it's sustainable. You enjoy doing it for first and foremost on the court, but then also you're spending a lot of time off the court. And so not only finding a way of making that enjoyable and fun, but also making sure that potentially you're filling that time with, you know, useful things, you know, whether it's having side hustles, whether it's having, you know, helping out with other players with their games. You know, you see a lot of, you know, players at these tournaments just kind of coaching other players in the sense of just like, you know, helping out.
At least you got something to do.
Yeah, you see guys 600 just going to the practice courts and you know, seeing some guy helping him out, feeding him some balls. Like it's a very kind of family environment when you go to these tournaments. And, you know, of course, when you play some of the 25s and go to low level challenges, that kind of stops. It's every man for themselves.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the biggest thing I'd say for myself. And obviously, you know, with you starting to play now some more futures tournaments, I'd love to ask, like, what do you foresee being, you know, you being finding the toughest? Is there anything that you think that's going to be really difficult? Are there any challenges that you think you're going to face?
I already have in mind let's say I'm going to play qualies, right? Let's say I'm going to lose the first match qualies.
Yeah.
I know I have to wait a whole week there.
Yeah, the classic.
And then I play again. And like, for me, like, I mean, I like to do different stuff. You know, I like to play different games. I like to be, you know, play soccer, play whatever, like keep my mind busy. But at the same time, if I go there, I have to be professional in a way, which means I have to keep my certain sleep schedule. Got to watch out with the diet too. You know, like all of these things, being a professional at that level, I think that would be quite challenging for me because I like to do fun stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I also don't want to do it too much because I want to keep that fun. Because if I'm on the court and I don't see it as like, because I'm happy to be on the court. I know I'm not going to play my best game.
Yeah, no, for sure. That was the biggest thing when I started, you know, and still happens. Like, you lose in the qualies. Doubles, obviously a great route because it starts the same as the main draw. Tuesday, Wednesday, you're playing for prize money, points. More fun than the singles. Yeah, a lot of people would argue. A bit of that team spirit during the week. And then, yeah, like you said, it's just a big mental grind that you have to be ready for, you have to accept. And like you said, also have some moments where, you know, you let yourself off a little bit, you have a little bit of fun within reason. Usually, let's say you're playing on a Sunday, you want to have locked in the 2-3 days before, but, you know, you can, you know, amuse yourself with some other things. Yeah. You know, we went and played golf on some days, we went to the beach, you know, you do certain things to keep your mind occupied.
Yeah, I agree.
Otherwise, it becomes a... Yeah,
it's too much.
Yeah, mentally.
You need a little balance.
Yeah,
there,
really tough. You know? And obviously, you know, coming out of college and now, you know, wanting to play the tour, you've kind of had that full college experience. Yeah. Is there any advice that you'd give to players kind of considering college, but also potentially, you know, trying to get recruited and go into college at this time?
What I can say is pretty much to everyone really is that if you're not like an Alcaraz, like a complete stud, and you can play ATP 500s with the age of 17, 18, I would recommend everyone to do the road of college, because if you look at these top 10 schools, you know, Florida, West Virginia, the recruits are already ATP players.
Yeah.
And if you just go there for a year, you get your experience, you have the, because like what I love about US is the hardworking mentality. It's completely like changed the lives that we do here in Germany, because the coaches are all about technique, doing things kind of in a easy way, but it's not really like, hey, I'm going to push you to your limits. And that's what I learned in 5 years. And if you can just figure that out for you, because you need that kind of mindset. If you want to really make it, you have to love the hard work. Like, if you don't love it, then it's going to be hard.
I've heard some of my friends are at college. They're telling me the coach is just absolutely
pushing. And if it's not like for you, I mean, I'd say you can still go back home to Europe and do it your own way. But I would recommend to anybody to, if you have the chance, if you have the opportunity to do it, and if it works out financially, you got to take that chance and do it.
Yeah, for sure. It sounds exciting. Yeah. It's one of my my things where I'd love to have experienced, you know, going to college. I think at some point I'll probably go and train with the team for a week.
You should.
I think that'll be a really fun experience. I think, like you said, it really sets you up for kind of what you've got to do.
And life too in general. Not just like tennis, but like it really makes like a young boy to a man. And I never take that for granted, for sure.
Yeah, I think it'll be exciting to kind of transition to the futures after. I think it keeps that option open, which is the most exciting thing. You know, you have that option and, you know, definitely not an easy option. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, it's a grind, it's a process. Mm-hmm. It takes time, it takes commitment, sacrifice. And a lot of people will question whether that's worth doing. Obviously, you know, you've got a degree, you've got your stuff, you can go get a job.
Yeah.
But a lot of people want to then chase their dreams and follow that. And you see a lot of college players now in the futures. They're very, very high level players. Yeah. Usually they'll, you know, move through depending on, you know, obviously their level when they come out or during college.
Right.
And it's, you know, exciting to see that pool of talent and those players competing there. You know, I've played doubles with loads of college players, against loads of college players. Slightly frustratingly, they do
better do good, usually, especially doubles.
Yeah, very good at doubles. You know, better when they're on my side of the net.
Right.
But yeah, I think overall, I think you'll have a great time, you know, playing the tour.
I'm excited. I mean, just the fact that I get to play, because a lot of kids in our situation, there's something, whether it's an injury, whether it's money, whether it's something else, the fact that we get the opportunity to do it, I mean, just got to be grateful. And then it's all about us, hardworking. And if we make it, we make it. If not, then
that's how it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, it was great to have you on the pod.
Thank you so much, Felix. That was great. Loved it.
Good insight into some of the college life. Yeah. I'm a bit jealous now that I didn't get that experience, but, you know, nevertheless, now you'll get to experience what my life's a bit more about.
I'm pretty sure we'll grind. See each other.
I'm sure we'll see each other at some tournaments, but it was great to have you on, and good to see you.
Thank you.